What's happening, everyone? Welcome to the fifth episode of the Secure D podcast. This week, Laurie's back after trying to pick up the Adidas Yeezys at the Melbourne launch at Sneaker Boy. Absolute chaos there. So we're going to chat about that this week. The Fast Times SB Dunk Low release, Jordan Holiday 15, and a whole bunch of corny things sneakerheads do in images. Make sure to let us know if you have any topic suggestions on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook with the hashtag SecureD podcast, and if we use your topic, we will shout you out in the episode. Hope you guys enjoy it. Cheers. What's happening, dude?
Oh, not too much, man. Just been a busy week. I've been moving house and going to the Foo Fighters, been at some sneaker releases. I've been getting around a little bit. What about yourself?
I mean, I had an engagement party and painting, not my engagement, just painting. And your last like 72 hours has been like insanity.
Yeah, it's been a little bit busy. I reckon it was the highlight might have been probably seeing the biggest sneaker release I reckon I've seen in Melbourne that I was attended for.
Yeah.
Rolled down for the Yeezy 750s release in Melbourne at Sneaker Boy.
Yeah,
ridiculous. Don't even know what to say.
No, and you sent me pictures, and they will be the cover photo for the podcast. It looked like there was 1,000 people there. Like, I know there was probably about, it looked, Matt, if I had to guess, maybe 500?
More than that. Without, like, I put a guess on the spot when I was there, but, like, I reckon it was 1,500, personally,
yeah?
But I don't know, I might have been wrong. Sneaker Boy's got the numbers of how many people.
True. Yeah.
How many people went in the ballot. I rolled up at about 4:30 PM, put my name in the ballot.
Yeah.
Why not, right? Try and have a go. There's only five pairs, but someone's going to get them. Just thought I'd roll in 6 PM. I was like, I wonder how they're going to do this. Anyone that doesn't know the store in Melbourne, it's pretty small. Like,
yeah, it's a small store. Yeah, definitely.
Like, there's going to be more than 30 people in this ballot.
I don't think you could fit 10 people in Sneaker Boy comfortably.
Exactly.
Maybe 15.
Anyway, yeah. So I turned around the corner around where the store was, and there was on one side of the street where Sneaker Boy is, was completely crowded down, you know, with, let's just say, half the people. Other side of the street, it's quite a small street, one way. Just a mass of people, and a lot of people taking photos. No one knew what was going on.
Sure, yeah.
Then as soon as the... So, you know, everyone was milling about for a bit. Then the guy running the ballot rolled out, said, all right, we're going to do it from largest size to smallest size.
Yeah, which is irrelevant because, let's be honest, almost nobody there was going to buy their size. Like,
no.
I mean, you got your name pulled. You weren't waiting for the size, like, size 13. You were just buying whatever.
No, you had to actually, they made it specific. It wasn't everyone in a ballot. Yeah, it was a little bit sort of dodgy because even if I hadn't have got my size, because I would have fit, I went for an 11, I would have probably fit an 11. I'm usually a 12, but there was no 12.
Yeah.
Had to choose a size.
Yeezy launch was that the same way, the first Yeezy launch. They did the same thing. We had to go in a size ballot. And then it becomes like, well, I'm sure there's less 10 and a halves than 10s. I'll go in the ballot for the 10 and a half.
Yeah, I was at odds actually to if I should go for the 13 just to get a pair for the collection or not.
Yeah, yeah. They look terrible as they get bigger, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sort of... It's one of those things where I'm not overly stoked on the shoe, but it's sort of one of those ones where... You get a chance to be able to buy one for retail.
Definitely.
And just put it in the collection and forget about it for a little while.
What was Aussie retail? Was it $495?
Well, that's an interesting one. Sneaker Boys was $495.
It was, which I think is too high, right?
Well, there was the store in Sydney. Espionage? Potentially. I got the email about that.
Highs
as well.
And Lows and Espionage, I think, got them off the top of my head.
I don't even think it was either of them, but... They were doing it for $450.
Oh, wow.
Same deal, though. Very strict sort of ballot situation. Had to be there, the whole deal. And they were giving away a pair as well. Apologies, I can't remember the actual store. It might have been Espionage.
So it was a $45 higher price point. Who the...
You didn't get the shoes on the day. The shoes were sent to you the next day. So I don't know if these guys have tapped into their Hong Kong market.
Yeah.
Like, because they're probably shipping out of Hong Kong.
And the Hypebeast article... that went out that listed all the global stores.
They went on it. No, so that, but there's also, I think there's a few stores that weren't on it as well. So I don't know if Addy's just giving
Do they sell Consortium? I know they sell Raf Simons and stuff. Like, I don't know.
They might have requested it. Anyway, listen, If anyone out there saw Sydney's launch, I would love to have seen what happened there, because potentially might have been more people there than Melbourne's.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll just wrap up what so the ballot started. So everyone on the far side of the road was like, well, we want to hear what's going on. We don't want to
miss
out. So
dude didn't have a megaphone, he was just yelling?
Yeah, it was just a guy at the front of the store. Shit. We got, you know, people are honking the horn.
Yeah.
So everyone, like, let's just say 500 people, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm probably wrong.
Probably, you guessed 1,500, I guessed 5. We'll just say 1,000.
Okay, so there's a lot of people. Cross the road. And at this stage, then you've got people all the way to the end of the footpath and all the way to the edge of the other side of the road.
Yeah.
And you've just blocked like Little Bourke Street in Melbourne, which is, you know, you're not going to use it as a thoroughfare, but people use it.
Yeah, sure.
So
definitely.
The whole road's just blocked up. People are honking. No one knows what's going on. No one's moving.
No, of course. Yeah.
Because everyone wants these shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then anyway, they proceeded to ballot off the shoes. First two went straight away. Hands went up in the air. No worries.
Yep,
they were
stoked.
Cheers. Like a football crowd.
Oh, so people were stoked for people that got them.
Oh, so it was like, yeah, it was me. And then the whole crowd's like, wow, yeah, good work, mate.
So it starts off positive.
Yeah. And then it got down to I think, you know, people obviously wanted the shoes, and it got down to the 9 and the 8 or the 8 and the 7.
It's becoming reminiscent of like last drinks at a bar.
Oh, it was. So the guy at Sneaker Boy did like a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown for one of them. So everyone was getting involved in it, like the whole crowd's chanting. But then as no one put their hand up for the last shoes, as soon as he read the name, pretty much, if no one put their hand up instantly, there was just a bunch of like 20 people that just started the chant because they just wanted the re-ballot because they were potentially going to get the shoe.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was...
chaos.
Oh, insanity.
No fights, no...
No fight. Everyone just dispersed straight after.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is good.
The crowd was gone.
There was potential for issues there.
Well, I guess they're not getting the shoes, are they?
That's the point, I guess. It's almost safer to not get it, actually, at that point. Because, I mean, really, all you have to do is knock a kid over and you made a grand.
Oh, totally. If not, I did a bit of research on them in terms of, resale. I couldn't find, an ended auction in the on the US eBay site under $1,000.
Yeah.
Which
is, almost 300 for us.
Yeah, exactly. There were two... have hit the Aus eBay store, the Australian eBay store. One's a buy it now for $5,000. One was sitting just under $1,000 Australian.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No way.
It's always going to happen.
It's nuts. I sat that one out. I mean, I'm on record as saying I can't stand the look of the shoe anyway. But as you say, just to have a pair, if a pair would have fallen in my lap like the Yeezys did for Nike, I would be like, yeah, that's fine, maybe. I just cannot be a part of that kind of chaos. Bug me out, man. I don't know how I'd deal with it.
Well, the thing is, I'm personally, even though I love a lot of shoe releases, unless I can swindle myself a pair, I'm not sleeping out, mate.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm not going to be on the streets for 40 hours release. As much as I love sneakers that much. But a ballot gives me the chance to be able to just roll up it's a lottery, but hey.
But more importantly, there is an upside to this story because Fast Times dropped their SB this weekend, which was a super dope Dunk Low SB release, and you managed to cop those, right?
So, yeah, totally. So I was really excited about this. Loving SBs.
Yeah.
And anything Melbourne, I'll generally jump on.
For
being, you know, true to my home state. And it was awesome that these guys, being around for a long time, originally PSC, then bought out, then re-bought in, renamed the store Fast Times in, I think, 06 or 07 or something like that. They've been in skating in Melbourne for as long as anyone can remember.
Oh, yeah. I remember buying shoes from PSC when I was a kid.
Exactly. Yeah. PSC was massive. Anyway, they got a great collab.
Yeah.
I was able to just roll up at about 4 p.m. and pick them up. I did reserve a pair knowing someone in the store, but...
Sure.
Listen, I don't know how many are left. I know it was a quick strike.
I know it's not an instant sellout. I know there's still some available online. And that's one of the cool things about the shoe, and something that, I guess Hans and I were talking about last week is that, just because it doesn't have Futura's name on the side of the shoe. If you put Futura's name and logo on the side of that shoe, it would have had Adidas type
Yeezy chaos. Oh, you wouldn't on the be street. Able
to. Yeah, you'd line it up in the morning, you'd have people in deck chairs out on Swanson Street.
But the material use was cool. The 80s rock theme, gum rubber outsole, which I'm obsessed with.
Oh, it was cool. Well, just I think, super rad shoe. I think they did that after like looking at the shoe, was the gum tied back, I think, to the gold in the aglets of the laces, the gold in the inside footbed with the Fast Times logo, which I think is tying back to Flinders Street Station, potentially.
I don't know if I can say like who the designer was, but there's a very good chance that that's accurate based on the golden rail. And
yeah, it was really cool. And the influence was based around AC/DC, Long Way to the Top. When they filmed the film clip rolling down Swanson Street on a truck, if you haven't seen it, you should definitely see it.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, 80s rock and roll. Awesome.
I think the only thing that was potentially supposed to be different on the shoe was that it was supposed to be distressed black leather, but wear it a couple of times and it'll be distressed anyway.
Exactly. The leather, the black leather is quite smooth. The white leather on the tick has like a grain through it.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. Yeah, so that was a plus side. You're able, you know, there's a lot of good sneakers out there, and it's great to be able to pick them up so easily without the hype attached to it, you know?
Exactly, and if you want the Addy Yeezys, just go buy the Ultra Boost because they look nicer anyway.
Very true.
All right, so the first topic we got this week, even though that was a long intro, but that's something we had to cover. I almost wanted to dedicate an episode to that
launch.
Actually,
you know what? Like, I'd love to hear how all the other, because I know that the worldwide release was on, would have only been just recently.
Yeah, so we'll drop this like on the US's Monday. So they would have just had the release the day before.
It dropped for us on a Australian Saturday, which is a US Sunday. Oh, no,
Friday. US Friday.
We're a day before.
We're in the future.
Yeah, I'd love to hear how the rest of the launches went. It was, you know, Undefeated were giving away like 10 pairs. Am I right?
Giving away 10 pairs.
Yeah, or like 5 pairs. They were giving away a bunch of pairs. Look, so I'm sure the hype
I've heard
crazy.
So much back of house talk about these. I mean, I hear a lot of back of house talks about a lot of things. But, I mean, there's going to be potential restocks of these all over the place. There's the black colorway coming. I mean, I don't think in a year's time, if you wanted these shoes, it's going to be overly hard for you to get them. I mean, you remember people were dropping $10,000 on Yeezy 2s, the Nike Yeezy 2s, and now you can pick them up for a clean $2,500 or $3,000.
Which is still a lot of money.
Still dumb money, but like...
Can I just touch on, like, I know, let's wrap this topic up in about 2 seconds, but do you think that this is like, so let's just say Kanye's music goes really badly soon.
Goes.
Which, anyway, let's just say it goes worse, right? Is this like Dynasty based now? Like, his last album wasn't that great.
And his album before that wasn't that great.
No, but who cares? You've got 2,000 people at a sneaker release, 5 pairs of sneakers.
Because
like,
2,000 people see a headline on a newspaper and think it's still famous. It would be very interesting for me to know what percentage of people were there because it was a Yeezy and what percent were there because of hype. I know a lot of people say it doesn't matter, but undoubtedly, at least in my mind, the music and what Yeezy stood for isn't what it was. But the shoe's goddamn ugly, man. Like,
Jordan doesn't play ball anymore. That's what I'm getting at. Like, but he has a Dynasty that people, there are kids lining up for Jordans still, and he hasn't played for I don't care how long. Is Yeezy now got this Dynasty that it doesn't matter what he does, he's just skipped out from Nike to Adidas. They're licking their lips over there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's getting percentage on the shoe though as well. I don't know.
Interesting. I think I almost hope to God in a year he turns around and he goes, that shoe was fucking ugly. I can't believe everyone bought it.
Yeah.
But obviously he's not that meta. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I try not to think about it. I get a little annoyed. I mean, to me, all the investment Adidas has made in their like current roster, like Nigo, Pharrell.
That fashion show in New York would have cost a lot of money.
Oh my God, that would have cost tens of millions of dollars.
Working in it, you know, not at a high-end fashion level, working in men's apparel, you know how much things cost. And like the extent they went to, even versus like some other high-end labels in terms of fashion shows.
Yeah.
Mate, they had, I don't know how many models they had there. Each outfit had a different
30,
model.
40,
whereas usually you'll have 3 models, 4, 5, or whatever it is, like a bunch of models rolling through.
Yeah.
That show would have cost a fortune.
Oh, yeah. And I will say this about Kanye. Even though I cannot stand the shoe and would not ever dream of wearing it, at least he created an original product, which Ferrell and Nego didn't do.
No, that's true.
So, I mean, I'll give him that. Anyway, we're going to move on.
Moving on.
Otherwise, I'm just going to get like more and more downer. A funny topic suggested by a mate of mine, Paul, as we had a discussion during the week, was to just list as many corny things sneakerheads do as possible. Mm. So I've kind of taken this like from an Instagram perspective.
Yeah, it's great. And, like and, social media perspective.
Yeah, and easy. 8 years of working in a sneaker store, I saw a lot of crap as well.
Oh, yeah, you'd have so many more.
Oh, so many.
I've just got like internet topics. You've got actually real life ones.
Oh, yeah. So what I'm going to get a pen out so I can like mark them off as we like double up.
Yeah.
But I'll go first. One thing I can't stand seeing is when a guy takes a picture of his shoes and he's clearly flexing his calves in the photo.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to impress, mate? Like, okay, you didn't skip leg day at the gym. Congratulations. You're the 10% that do legs at the gym.
Yeah.
But you don't know. We don't need to be like checking out your calves. Like, okay, you cycle or you get on the, you know, on the rack. But yeah
it's all well and good to like, flex my calves when you look down at the ground. But like, come on, mate.
When you're clearly borderline cramping for a sneaker shot, like you've gone too far.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. Like, I think you mentioned this one to me earlier in the week, and I was like, oh man, that's really true. I didn't really look at that, but yep, you're right on the money
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I got a couple here where I'll try and keep a...
Yeah, we'll just go one. We'll just like spin them. We'll just go quick.
Oh, like something that it's more like dumb things people do as well, as much as corny, like lacing sneakers way too tight.
Yeah,
like,
oh, nothing worse than choking shoes.
Oh, like lacing them up like a football. Yeah. Like, I don't know what, like, you've gone and bought, like, the most, let's just say, an epic shoe, like Jordan 5, Jordan 1, whatever, like, and you've just ripped the hell out of it and tightened them up, like, and it just doesn't look good in any instance.
It's never good. As Woody signs off all his articles, doesn't he? Like, I don't know if I think he still does. He's like, keep your laces loose. Like, he still signs off his articles like that. I agree 100%.
Like, I think the only time when my laces were tight was when I was like in grade one or grade two or something like that.
Only my shoes that I go for a run in 3 times a week get tied up. Yeah, I don't even do my laces up.
Don't want to break your ankles.
No, I go the top loop from the outside in so I can just tuck my laces in. I don't ever do my shoelaces up. The next one for me is idiots that step in puddles and try and take great time-lapse photos of it.
Oh my God.
Just stop stepping in puddles. We all know you avoid the shit out of puddles.
Yeah.
Like, you're not some, like, puddle king and you're not a little kid. Like,
You've probably got, like, some napkins in your pocket.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Or you've, like, craped your shoe and you've got Jason marks on the side or they're fakes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I'm not about dudes stepping in puddles.
That's weird. I've got like people that for some reason it happens like only when you're going back through photos on like forums or Instagram.
Yeah.
Guys that add hashtags to old photos on Instagram.
Oh yeah, that's annoying. Yeah.
Like you've just gone around, okay, hashtags frustrate me to start with when you like someone writes a sentence and every word's hashtag.
Yeah.
But someone will go back and like hashtag like 55 hashtags, like hashtag Nike, hashtag red, hashtag infrared, hashtag whatever.
Just chill
and it's
out.
A photo that just came out like 45 weeks ago. Like, what? Who are you?
Well, the thing is, too, I think that would plant itself 45 weeks back in the like rotation, right? I don't think it's going
to
drop you
on to the top.
Is it going to drop you on the front page? What I'm not sure.
Why does it matter? Like, I'm talking about.
Let's be honest. Like, I look, I'm notorious for putting hashtags on stuff, but if I'm putting a picture of like infrared 90s online, and I hashtag infrared, like, who the shit actually sits there? And
looking
goes
through the infrared
on Instagram. Yeah. Who puts up an infrared MX9 and goes like, infrared? Let me just look at all the infrareds that happen to pop up right
You're
now.
Like, wow. I've got no issues with hashtags. I like them to the point where, you know, hashtag Nike.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Hashtag, is there an artist that did the shoe?
Yeah,
hashtag
whatever. Yeah.
But I don't want to see like hashtag, it's got laces, hashtag better than yours, hashtag you don't have them.
Sounds like a Jimmy Fallon skit.
Oh man, it just drives me insane. Anyway.
Next for me is people who wear different colored versions of the same shoe at the same time. Sort your life out. Really, all you're doing when you do that, when you walk down the street is it's like, to me, it's like you're trying to tell me you had enough money to buy 2 pairs of shoes and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
When like, I worked at Nike back,
it doesn't fly.
When I worked at Nike back in the day, and a guy came in when the Jordan 1 pack came out with the
Old Love New Love.
Old Love New Love. A guy came in wearing he came in wearing one of each.
Fuck off.
And I said to him, I'm like, dude, I just got to ask you, like, what's the deal? He goes, what do you think? There was two pairs in the box, man. You're supposed to do this. And I'm like, oh, my God, mate. You guys. Like, how you survive to adulthood is completely beyond
me. I've got no comment for this. This is ridiculous.
Oh, no, it's the worst. I see it all the time. And it's usually with Jordans. And, oh, man, it just kills me. Like, I just, you're bragging about having two pairs of shoes. Like, I couldn't care less. Like, oh, man, no. It upsets me immensely.
Yeah, that's not good, man. That's not good at all. Oh, there's guys online that, how much sneaker trolls that say quality sucks from an online photo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm adding from an online photo because clearly all the photos are online and you don't see the actual shoe.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there'll be like 5,000 comments. You're like, oh, I have a bit of a browse.
The quality of this retro sucks. Oh, is it coming out yet? Yeah.
Shoes are crap now. You haven't seen the shoe. It's not even out yet. It's like online, like, you know, people just making comments about things they haven't seen.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. Next one for me is guys that do a little girly heel lift in their shoe photos. Stop doing the little girly heel lift. You don't have imaginary heels on.
Like, it's funny. I'm going to segue straight into mine because it's like, I saw a photo just like this and has a heel lift and happens to have seven of their other shoes in the background of the photo.
If you spend more than like 10 minutes on your sneaker photo, like you obviously don't have a job. Like,
oh, I saw a photo when I was doing a bit of research for the show and it was like, yep, a photo with the heel lift and had just like, he's like heat collection behind his shots.
The heel lift, man.
I was like, what are
how
you
did
doing?
The heel lift ever become okay? Like, yeah, that's not... another one for me is we need to stop immediately kissing, smelling, or licking new shoes. It is the most ridiculous thing ever. I know Fat Joe did it. That doesn't mean everyone should do it.
Yeah.
If I see a picture of anyone doing that, I think they need to go see a psychiatrist.
That's a little bit odd.
No part of that is okay. I'm not super down. It's not trending as hard as stepping in puddles. But it's still around.
I haven't seen that many of those, but I think I might have seen a few. It's a little bit weird.
Oh, it's totally weird. I think, like, yeah, we need, like, a psycho... Oh, dude, there's some, like, weird foot fetish stuff we could definitely talk about, like squelching and the stuff where the dudes put the pudding in the shoes.
That's right.
And the puncturing of the air bubbles. Like, oh,
I think iTunes is going to... They're already flagged.
I've flagged this episode, yeah.
You've got issues. All right. My last one, I just want to make sure I make it a goodie. All right, I'm going to like combine two here. It's guys that try either are way overdressed and are trying so hard to match all their clothes to their sneakers in terms of like colors. Like, guys.
Yeah.
Like, cool, you've got good taste in sneakers, but then you've got awful taste in, like, life.
Yeah.
Why can't you just, like, work, wait, you have work
a,
it out?
You have a full, like, University of Carolina tracksuit pants, like, uniform on.
I think there was one, like, someone wearing, like, camo pink pants. I can't remember what shoe was matching to, or, like...
Wow, camo pink pants. Because
I was looking
pants.
For the worst, people the most overdressed. But you see him... Like hype days, like at the Sneaker Boost, the 750 launch, it was just ridiculous. Like people had heat and they were just like, my t-shirt's matching back to my shoes and my shorts have got a red hit on it. Oh, you're killing me.
Stop putting in so much effort.
Yeah.
That makes us sound like a hater though, because I used to do that, but not like quite to the same level. I just wear like a t-shirt.
You can do it and make it look good. Yeah, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
But I just mean like you're all like... You're wearing infrareds and you're wearing red shorts and a red t-shirt or something like
that. Oh, yeah. All red isn't... Oh, man. No, that cannot happen.
Anyway, what do you got?
I got a couple more, but I guess like something that does peeve me a little, and I'm mad guilty of this, is like I've got a shoe picture and I'm wearing like Roches and I've got Puma socks on. I need to stop doing that. I do it all the time. And, like, you see it all the time. Like, yeah, okay, I don't, like, stock up on, like, every brand's sock. But, that's going to kill me. We'll come up with a solution for the sock thing in the future, I reckon.
Yeah, it was something I had thought about. But I know it's something you were pretty passionate about in the past was sock fails.
Sock fails, yeah. I almost wanted to do a whole episode about sock fails. I think I was going to write an article for a magazine once about sock fails, too.
Yeah.
Socks need a step up in their game, I think, so... Yeah. All right. Well, we'll leave it there. There is more. Maybe I'll compile a list of all the other ones when I post the episode. But there was some other ones, but this is enough. So we'll quickly move on to the last topic because we're getting some good time into this episode already. Jordan Brand recently dropped their 2015 holiday Jordan slate. Did I say that right, Jordan? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, yeah. Which is insane because it's 10 months ahead of time. Working at Nike, I know how like typically not okay that is.
Yeah.
Especially to release not just like a lateral view or a catalog shot. It's a multi-view, high-res, perfect shot of everything. The entire catalog is there.
Well, usually, like, okay, so the concepts will be there. They'll have the catalogs, but it's just usually like a retailer that'll link it. Exactly,
yeah.
And that's fine, whatever. Yep. Retailer and from a show.
Or like an Agenda or Magic or, yeah.
But, I was thinking about this and I had a bit of a look. And these photos, like, they look legit, right?
It's actually, I think it's advertised as Jordan Brand has released the photos. Like, it's not a leak. Like, here's our holiday 15 range.
I didn't check, like, the Nike.com archive or whatever to see if they actually did a press release on it or not.
They did.
Oh, they did a press release.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, I don't think there was, like, a huge write-up. It was just like, here we go. And it's just like, wow, has, like...
Get your camping chairs ready, guys.
Yeah, well...
Jordan 8's coming out.
So, I won't say too much detail, but I had a job with a sneaker brand recently, which went south because the artwork I was going to supply for the job was predicated on the fact that the shoe was not going to be known until it released. And the shoe leaked, like, 2 months in advance. And when I went to the meeting and they didn't know what shoe it was, I guessed and showed them a photo of it before they even knew about it.
Oh, my God.
So, like... It's happening everywhere, but like, and so like Jordan Brand, I guess, are trying to get ahead of the curve. They're like, look, we don't want Kicks Awesome 17 on Instagram to break the news. Like, we'll just start dropping it because obviously production has to start about 10 months out. And everyone, I had someone email me this week and be like, I can get you anything you want out of a factory. And I was like, oh, okay, what do you want? And they're like, customs. I'm like, yeah, no, sorry. Like, no, and I don't want to buy you shit anyway. But so I mean, it's obviously happening. So maybe they're just like, well, production starting, here are the shoes, because like, it's just nuts to see things come out that ahead of time.
Yeah.
Especially a full slate, not just like the icon piece. Like there was like
the Oreos leaked early, but that was one
super early.
Yeah. The fours one. Yeah. They leaked pretty early. But that was one, right?
Yeah.
And there's been a whole stack.
Oh, tons.
I don't know what's going on over there. Like, there's probably a lot more releases as well for this year. This year's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, it's a 30th, yeah. I mean, there's some insanity coming that people don't even know about, which, like, I'm sitting here going, like, oh, I really wish, like, I still worked at Nike right now so I could get these easy. Yeah. But, well, the Aqua 8's back, which is cool.
Saw that.
I actually think the women's Aqua 8 is the best 8 that's ever come out. It's essentially the inverse. It's the white.
Yeah, it's rad.
I have them. Because I'm a 10 in men's, I wear an 11 in the women's. It's like my favorite Jordan 8.
It's a good colorway.
I love it. That's cool. There's a black chrome 8, which is the first time it's come out in about 12 years. Super wearable. The thing about Jordan 8s is, yeah, they look cool, but my God, they take a long time to put on. Like, that shoe is that thing. That's I'm wearing Jordan 8s. I got to get ready 5 minutes early shoe.
Yeah.
That's not like I can chuck that on.
Yeah, it's not just there ready to roll. They are a good looking shoe though.
But, and then the third one's the third time's a charm, which is the new colorway, which pays homage to Jordan's third straight championship win against Phoenix in 93. And a little bit of like tidbit of information was like the colors used in the midsole as the accents come from the three teams that they beat in the finals. So yellow from the Lakers, the red from the Blazers, and the purple from the Suns. Whether or not that's true or it's just like a happy accident.
It's a cool piece of story,
I guess.
You'd have to think like, you know, having some insight into design, like things get thought about.
Yeah, the colors
aren't by accident.
The blocking on that shoe is super dope too. The way they framed the color, like blocking is the first time I think on an 8 we've seen like the heel as like a counter to the front. So it's like black at the back and white at the front. It's a really nice setup. Like, I think out of all of them, that'll be the 8 that I'll pick that up if I can. Like, I think that's really nice.
Yeah. I'm not sure what I'll get out of that. There was this, what was the other, there was like a 7, wasn't there?
The 7. Well? So they're calling it the Sweater 7, which is a little bit funny because I think it got named before anyone did their research. To begin with, it looks a hell of a lot like a custom to me. Like, it's the kind of way or, like, art I would see on, like, a custom. Like, I saw it and I thought it was a custom, like, before I realized it was a manufactured piece. But the actual pattern originates from an all-over print shirt short combo that Jordan rocked back in 92, and I think he might have worn it in a McDonald's commercial. I think, like, out of context, it looks like a, you know, a shitty sweater pattern. But, like,
ridiculous.
Yeah, but I think, like, reading it, I was like, apparently Jordan rocked the shirt for, like, 2 years because he liked it so much. But it's kind of based on the shirt, and it's a dope shoe. Like, would I buy it? Yeah, maybe if a pair falls in my lap, but I'm not gonna like super go out of my way for it. I'm not a big fan of sevens though. They fit high on me, like a little bit weird.
Yeah, they're not one of my favorites personally.
One I'm really excited about in the range, which anyone who knows me will be able to guess, is the 14 low, the Laney 14 low.
Yeah, that was the other one. I couldn't think of the other one. It was the 14.
Yeah, which is, right. And it's a remastered too, so it's got good quality, like higher quality materials on it. It's got good quality.
It's just like the same quality we did back when we released it, yeah. And we've made them so awful now, we have to make them premium.
It's kind of what's happening. Yeah, so premium all black, new buck leather on the toe box is like the main point. But I wanted those back when they dropped in the late 90s and I never got them. And then I was going to buy a pair in like 2003 or 2004. And then I think I was like 19 or something. I was like, I spent my money on booze and never managed to get them. But I love, you know, I love 14s. And for me, like 14 is not a super hype Jordan, but it's my favorite Jordan.
No, it's not a hype Jordan at all.
So for me to get a 14 remastered is super cool. Look, it's not the most wearable shoe casually, but I'll probably double cop it if I can.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's a 14 and it's remastered. I don't think I'm going to get another remastered 14. So yeah. I'm like, I'll get two and I'll see if I can ball in one and then I'll just keep the other one.
We should, something we haven't talked about, like I know we've touched on this Jordan topic a lot, was what about like releases, big releases that they haven't told us about, like Jordan, like the Jordan 1, what were the band Jordan 1s? Maybe the black gold Jordan 1. Like, is there anything that we don't know? Like, I haven't been trawling the internet too much on this stuff, but I haven't seen it yet. But I wonder if they would go down that path.
Oh, it's like leak it to see if it's popular and then see if it gets made, do you mean? Or?
No. As in, just bring it out. Like, because there's nothing stopping them now, right?
Just
it's
drop
it. It's not going to, like, they're not going to cop a fine from the NBA.
No.
Whatever, but, like, I wonder if they would, you know, they've hoarded the brand so far. Would they, I'd probably cop them if any of these came out.
Those black and gold Jordan 1s did come out. They were a mellow PE, but they got, you could buy them on East Bay for a while. They didn't sell out. I mean, there's a Marvin the Martian Jordan 7 coming out now.
Oh, yeah, there is too.
That was another one that leaked super early online before, like,
oh, that
any
was
detail.
Out. We even,
months.
We talked
months.
About it on the first podcast.
Like, Kicks 101 have a picture of Marvin the Martian on the wall. Like, they're getting the vinyl made when the shoe comes out. So they knew about it. But, that got leaked on, like, some random Instagram account, like, months ago. And we're only just getting high res quality shots of that now, like all these months later.
Yeah,
so, there's some chaos coming that people are freaking
about. Well, that's what I mean.
Like,
is there any, I'm sure there is.
There's things like I know about, which I'm just because I'm privileged to know people, but like, obviously I can't say, but there's some cool stuff. I would tell people like expect higher price points at the end of the year. Obviously. I mean, you and I have known that for a long time.
Is there any like anniversary dates that they're hitting that you know of?
Well, I think they're targeting time points, like points in time.
So
I wouldn't be surprised.
We're getting close to NBA playoffs.
Yeah,
right?
I was just about to say that. Yeah. So I think in about another 2-3 months, I think like finals week will probably be pretty busy.
Yeah.
But that's just a guess. Like I've seen the slate for the next couple of months and it didn't dawn on me to try and link them up.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that Jordan 8 kind of represents 3 championships, but and that's not till the end of the year. So,
but you even look like there's been a lot of early leaks, but then look at the how late we heard about the fragments or whatever. There was leaks, but then it was like fragments. All right, they're on Boxing Day. Or
you know
whatever
what?
It was.
I have a theory about that. They didn't make very many of the fragments.
No.
So look, Apple are making like $6 million of the 6 million units of this Apple Watch, and no one has an Apple Watch.
No.
Like. Yeah, they made 500,000 of the Legend Blue 11s, and everyone had pictures of them 6 months in advance. Or maybe not 6 months, that's a bit of an exaggeration. Maybe 3 months.
Yeah.
They maybe made 5,000 of the fragment. I'm like totally guessing, but I mean, based on like number structures from like 10 years ago. You know, if it was a quick strike, it's like it should be 5,000 to 2,000. I think Hyperstrike's like less than 1,000.
Yeah.
That's probably a little, that's probably changed now. That was from a while ago.
Yeah, I think numbers are
probably easier to manage a short amount of stock. Like,
that's true, but then, yeah, I guess, wouldn't you want to cash in if you could?
Yeah, but I mean, they're going to sell anyway, right? Like, you only really need 3 or 4 days notice for people to go line up at the front of the store.
Yeah, that's the 3 days and they'll be like packing their swag and rolling down.
I think the last one I wanted to mention was the UNC Air Jordan 1, which is super nice. The first time it's released in its proper high form. So they did like a mid about 4 or 5 years ago. It's the first time they've done the proper Jordan 1 high in the North Carolina blue.
It's pretty rad.
It'll be the only Jordan 1 I pick up. Now, yeah, if I could have got fragments, would I? Yes. But I haven't bought any others, obviously. But this one I want. Like this one, I remember that shot he hit in the corner. Like I'm I know, like a real old Jordan fan from when I was real young. So these will be a shoe that I will try and cop if possible. But who knows, man? Like, who knows what's going to be popular and what's going
to
be easy.
I know, it's, I think funny. It's cool. It's hard to sort of tell. Like, I really wanted those fragments, but I don't have, like, I heard the amount of shoes are there and the line. Okay, I'm done.
Well, Australia's had their allocation cut back too, which is making things a little bit harder these days. So I'm tempted to almost just try online now. Like, Nike store seemed to be getting a bit more unit-wise. So I think I'm just going to start, try and hit up more, maybe my connects more, I don't know.
The way to do it.
Well, that's pretty much the entire Jordan slate. We've run long already. So that's pretty much it for today. I just want to say thanks for coming in.
No worries.
And doing this again. And so if you guys have any suggestions for topics like Paul did with the corny things for sneakerheads, please do let us know on Twitter or any of the social media with the hashtag SecureD podcast, or you can hit me up on Twitter at SecureD. And we'll make it happen. If we use it in an episode, we'll shout you out as well. Do you have any social media you want to...
Laura13 on Instagram, but it's not really a...
priority?
It's not really a very good Instagram. It's fine.
It's actually a personal Instagram?
Yeah. Let's, you know what? Let's not go there.
All right, I'll put a bleep on it when I do this.
Nah, it's fine. Whatever.
Thank you for tuning in, guys. And we'll speak to you in Fortnite.
Cool.
Cheers.
Bye.